5. Economics. Listen to a discussion in an economics class and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Today, we're going to look at two different theories of management, the classical view and the acceptance view. Both are concerned with legitimate authority, authority that's legal, which means it follows laws and rules. But it is their differences that make them interesting. The classical view of management sees authority flowing from the top down. The source of a manager's authority comes from his bosses, the owners of the company. Management has the right to give lawful orders, and workers have the obligation to obey those orders.
Why do workers have the obligation to obey?
It's believed that if the worker accepts the job, then it's his duty to obey every order his managers give him. But sometimes bosses give bad orders. That's true. But in the classical view, workers are obligated to obey either way. But in the acceptance view sees authority flowing from the bottom up. It says that authority is in the hands of the person receiving the order. That person can choose whether or not to obey. In most cases, employees choose to obey. Otherwise, organizations wouldn't be able to function. These are just theories, though. What use are they to real managers? Well, how you look at the source of your authority as a manager determines how you manage your employees. A manager with an acceptance view will think he needs to gain the obedience of his workers. A manager with the classical view thinks just the opposite. He feels that he deserves his employees' obedience. Big difference, as you can see.
1. What does the professor imply about both theories? Two. What does the professor imply about the acceptance view? Three. What can be inferred about managers who have a classical view of their authority?